Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yesterday, there was a veteran playmaker who was released from a bad football team. There's a chance that he could potentially join the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Whitney Mercilus on wanting to play for a contender.
Yeah, good. You know, as far as it goes, you know, being with a team that you know has a chance to make it to the playoffs, to make it to the Super Bowl, to be with a contender, honestly. So that's the direction that I want to go. Get a chance to, you know, as I'm on the back half of my career, put the cherry on top, honestly.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest and learn more about Whitney Mercilus, who could potentially be the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He played defensive tackle in the NFL from 2002 to 2006 for the Houston Texans. He also right now hosts mornings on Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, Texas. We welcome once again to the show Seth Payne on the drive today. Seth, how's it going, my man?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
No, we appreciate it. Let's start here. How much more in the tank do you think Whitney Mercilus has?
You know, okay, it's a complicated question because Whitney is at that age where he's not what he used to be, but he's still a very viable football player. The issue with the Texans was that, A, he had a contract that was just absolutely ridiculous. It was doled out by Bill O'Brien. Almost like it was a Kobe Bryant end of career contract or something. And really at the time, it was almost a reward in a way for Whitney Mercilus filling a lot of different roles on the defense. He had been, you know, spent 2 years really playing outside linebacker / defensive end. He was in coverage a lot. He was checking tight ends at the line of scrimmage, so he wasn't really able to get a good pass rush. So he got rewarded above and beyond what his production was, but it was also still way too much of a reward. And the other part of him, I think, is just that part of his versatility. I think that he's a guy that could probably play at his current level for another 4, 5, 6 years. It's just a matter of if he wants to play for whatever that's worth. If that's $1 million a year, $2 million a year, that would be the issue. It's not an issue this season because the contract guaranteed, his salary is guaranteed this year. So whoever picked him up would probably be able to get him at a really good bargain, and the Texans would pay the rest of his salary.
So with all that said, Seth, do you think it makes a lot of sense for a team like Kansas City, knowing that Houston is going to basically front the bill? To me, this is a free roll. Kansas City did this move a couple of weeks ago with picking up Josh Gordon, obviously a very different situation. 1 year, $900,000 deal, it's basically a low-risk, potentially decent reward kind of move. That's how I see Whitney Mercilus. If you can sign a veteran pass rusher here, even if he's not what he was 5, 6 years ago, but he can still be a rotational pass rusher for you at the price, I don't know why you wouldn't be interested in signing him.
No, I totally think they should. And I think that's the only place Whitney probably would sign. You know, he's got a good chunk of guaranteed money this year that he's going to be making regardless of whether he signs somewhere or sits at home on the couch. You know, I guess I'd say that's another thing about him. He's bigger than he used to be. He's certainly not fat. I don't think he's capable of being fat, but he's just not the sleek athlete that he was when he was in his upper 20s. And, you know, going back to 2019, really, at the beginning of that season, he looked like he might be a defensive player of the year for a little bit. And then since then, he's kind of tailed off. But he's done the right thing with every coach he's ever played for. And he's been here through Kubiak, through Bill O'Brien, through the interim coach last year, through multiple GMs, and he's just the consummate professional. So everybody likes him. And then I think that he definitely might get that boost that a guy gets when he's in a new environment. You know, I know you guys know how dysfunctional it had been around here for like 2 years. And I think that wore on a lot of guys. And I think you'd get whatever Whitney has left in terms of impact plays, you're going to get that out of him.
Right now we're talking to Seth Payne, who played defensive line for the Houston Texans from 02 to 06, currently hosts mornings for Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. What you just said there at the end is what Landry said when I talked to him yesterday, that he said maybe the environment, the culture, knowing that you're not playing for anything, wore on Mercilus toward the end of his career, that if you go to Kansas City now, you're around Mahomes, you're around Reed, you got a chance to play in the playoffs, you got a chance to play in big games again, that could sort of re-energize him. How true is that statement, you feel?
I think it's true. I guess I'm careful saying it because it almost paints a picture of somebody who hasn't been playing hard or hasn't been given effort. And I think he's been doing all of those things. I think he aged, you know, he's one of those guys that all of a sudden something just kind of triggered in him to where he just didn't quite have that same burst that he used to. And I don't know if it's a combination of injuries and he had COVID last year that I think slowed him down after he came back from it. So I think that he could definitely get that first, but I don't mean to imply that somehow he hasn't been playing hard or doing all the right things or anything. I think he could totally cruise into a situation where, hey, almost like a utility infielder or something in baseball, where he can do everything you ask him to do. He can drop into coverage. He can rush the passer. He can play the run. He can do all those things. And then when it comes to being an actual playmaker, I'd say right now at this stage in his career, he's an opportunistic playmaker. When he's had the opportunity, when the matchup has been right, if somebody misses a block, he's able to use that veteran savvy to get the job done. But he's not going to come in and just, you know, terrorize an offensive tackle all afternoon.
Last question here, Seth, and I appreciate your time just to sum up everything. So if you were a contending team like Kansas City, you'd be interested in picking up Whitney Mercilus, and he'd be a guy that sort of moved to the front of your list just based on what you saw him do in Houston.
Yeah, look, it's a no-brainer, especially when you can get him at somewhere around the minimum salary. Like, there are guys on any roster in the NFL right now that aren't as good as Whitney Mercilus. It's just that in Texas, in Houston right now, they want younger players. This week, it feels like, okay, we've triggered the official reset mode. Whether you want to call it a reset, a tank, whatever it is, we're thinking youth. And Whitney Mercilus is a decidedly non-youthful player, so they're gonna start trying to make that roster younger.
That is Seth Payne joining us on the show today. He played on the defensive line for the Houston Texans from 02 to 06. Currently hosts morning radio every morning in Houston Texans on Sports Radio 610. Seth, always appreciate your flexibility and making time for us, my man. Thanks for hopping on today.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, Carrington. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.